Psalm 144. We listen for Jesus praying this psalm, and he invites us to pray it with him. Blessed be God, my rock, who trains my arm for battle, my covenant lover, my fortress, my stronghold, my deliverer, my shield, my refuge. You give me victory. O God, what are we human beings? Why do you care for us? We're subject to death. Why do you think of us? We're no more than a breath, our days like a passing shadow. Lower your heavens, O God, come down, touch the mountains, wreathe them in smoke, flash your lightning, rout your foes. Let fly your arrows, put them to flight. Reach down from on high, rescue me from alien foes who speak nothing but lies and swear that their words are true. I sing a new song to you, O God. I play on a 10-stringed harp. You are the one who gives victory to kings. You rescue your servant David. Save me from the cruel sword. Deliver me from foreigners who speak nothing but lies and swear that their words are true. May our sons flourish like saplings, grown tall and strong from their youth. May our daughters be graceful as columns, adorned for a palace. May our barns be filled with produce of every kind. May our sheep increase by thousands, and may our cattle be heavy with young. May there be no breach in the walls, no cry of distress in our streets. Blessed and happy the people on whom such blessings fall, the people whose God is Yahweh. This is a psalm, it's a prayer for the prosperity of God's people and the protection of the king. God is portrayed as a warrior warlord. This is an image that we find throughout the Psalms, but it doesn't fit with the God revealed by Jesus and is hardly appropriate as Christian prayer. The psalmist is amazed that the transcendent God would care for us mortal human beings. This theme recurs in the Psalms. I'll just read you from some other Psalms. What are we mortal human beings that you're mindful of us, that you care for us? That's Psalm 8 and Psalm 39. We human beings are no more than a breath. We pass away like a shadow. And Psalm 90, our years come to an end like a sigh. In Psalm 102, my days are like a lengthening shadow. I wither away like grass. The psalmist's foes raise their right hands and swear by God, but their words are not to be trusted. Their right hand holds a sword that they turn against their king. The psalmist prays for God's blessing. Praying this psalm with Jesus, we reflect on the blessings poured out on us from the risen Jesus. I'll read from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessing us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. He chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love, destining us for adoption as sons for himself through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished upon us with all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he determined in himself as a plan for the fullness of time. His plan is to gather up all things in Christ, things in heaven and things on earth. In him we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we Jews, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of God's glory. In him you Gentiles also, hearing the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believing in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as those who are God's possession to the praise of God's glory. That extraordinary prayer of Paul to the Ephesians. Let's go back now and read once again, or pray once again, the psalm, Psalm 144. Blessed be God, my rock, who trains my arms for battle, my covenant lover, my fortress, my stronghold, my deliverer, my shield, my refuge. You give me victory. O God, what are we human beings? Why do you care for us? We are subject to death. Why do you think of us? We're no more than a breath, our days like a passing shadow. Lower your heavens, O God. Come down, touch the mountains, wreathe them in smoke. Flash your lightning, rout the foe, let fly your arrows, put them to flight. Reach down from on high, rescue me from alien foes who speak nothing but lies and swear that their words are true. I sing a new song to you, O God. I play on a 10-stringed harp. You are the one who gives victory to kings. You rescue your servant David. Save me from the cruel sword. Deliver me from foreigners who speak nothing but lies and swear that their words are true. May our sons flourish like saplings, grown tall and strong from their youth. May our daughters be graceful as columns adorned for a palace. May our barns be filled with produce of every kind, and may our sheep increase by thousands, and may our cattle be heavy with young. May there be no breach in the walls, no cry of distress in our streets. Blessed and happy the people on whom such blessings fall, the people whose God is Yahweh.